Hey guys, welcome to the Film Frenzy podcast. I'm back with another episode, just a day after the first episode, because I really couldn't wait any longer for this. I promised it in the old series, which I deleted, and I sort of said that I was going to open with it, but I also, yet again, decided not to do this podcast, but I'm doing it now. I'm doing my ranking of the Star Wars Skywalker Saga. 11 films, because I haven't seen the Clone Wars film. I don't really intend to either. But, 11 live-action films. Films that, for the most part, I really love. Apart from, you know, like, 5 of them. I'm just going to get straight into it. I'm going to talk a little bit about each one, give them a score. Places 6, 5, and maybe 4 are kind of a little bit cheating, because they're kind of tied, but not tied at the same time, because I'm not really sure about my places, but we'll get to that later. So, I hope you're going to enjoy the podcast. Let's get into it. Okay, so we're going to start off with what I think are the 3 worst Star Wars films, and they're also a trilogy. You could probably guess where I'm about to go with this, but in my personal opinion, because this is a franchise that, you know, opinions everything, because people have very specific opinions about this franchise and films in the franchise, and they get very mad when they don't, you know, have their opinions be the definitive opinion. So, and I know for a fact that place 9 in this list is going to get on a lot of people's nerves, but it's the prequel trilogy. I really don't like these films. Revenge of the Sith, which we'll get to in a minute, is easily the best one out of it. Even then, it's not that good. It's not a bad film by any means. It's just not good. It's okay. But in 11th place is Attack of the Clones. Easily, maybe, the worst film in the saga as a whole. I've heard pretty bad things about the Clone Wars film, but I'm pretty sure that it can't be any worse than this. I'm going to go out and say it. It's a 2 out of 10. It's not a good film. At least with this one, I can kind of understand the plot a little bit. But aside from that, it's poorly acted, it's poorly written, it's poorly directed. It's not fun, it's just boring all the way through. And how, personally, this is my personal opinion, how there are people now saying that these films are the best films, these films are really good. They're not, especially this film. It's so boring and it goes on for so long, and it's just, yeah, it's just bad in all areas. It's a 2 out of 10. But in 10th place, a slight improvement, even though it came out before that film, is The Phantom Menace, the first prequel film and the 4th film in the series, I know. They start off with the originals, then prequels, and then sequels, and then prequels to the originals, but they're sequels to the prequels. It's kind of confusing how everything's released, but it makes sense if you understand it. The Phantom Menace. This one's 3 out of 10. It's a little bit better. I do like Liam Neeson in the film. I just don't really get some of the creative choices. Why we have Jar Jar Binks, which is a pretty racially stereotyped alien that's incredibly annoying. You can't understand a word that he says. It's just, why? Why was he added in? He doesn't need to be added in. The sort of redeeming factor of this one is that there are a couple of great scenes in there. Like, even the final battle, which seems to be recognised as a great scene, isn't that great, because it would be great, it's so deprived of emotion. It's just boring. It's just people slashing at each other with lightsabers. There's no emotional... I mean, there is an emotional conflict in there, it just doesn't have any emotion in the actual, like, fight itself. And the pod racing scene is good, only the first time you watch it, and it'll probably be better if you're young when you watch it. You know, there's just a lot of things in this film that do not work, and it's boring. I couldn't even tell you what the plot of the film is. Like, that's the level of poorly written and directed that it is. I can't tell you the plot, and I can't tell you what direction George Lucas wanted to take it. And in 9th place, the last film of the trilogy, which is actually a pretty big improvement on those previous 2 films, is Revenge of the Sith. It's fine. It's 5 out of 10. It is fine. There are things that I love about it, and there are things that I don't like about it. I don't think General Grievous needs to be in the film. He's just making the film longer, padding it out. The fight with him and Obi-Wan, though it's cool for the most part, it goes on for too long. I don't really believe why Anakin turns bad in the film. I feel like he was more evil and sinister and dark in the film that came before this, Attack of the Clones, than he is when he fully turns into Darth Vader in this film. I mean, he's not really even that evil or sinister until he goes around and kills a ton of kids and all the Jedi. But aside from that, I just don't really believe that he would turn sinister and evil and Darth Vader in this film, because he's more like that in Attack of the Clones. In saying that, though, Hayden Christensen, you know, Anakin, he does a lot better acting in this film than he does in the previous one. I actually think he's pretty good in this film. And Ewan McGregor, as always, was good in this film. I do like a lot of the fights. The final fight, you know, the Yoda one and the Anakin and Obi-Wan one. I think they're pretty good fights. And I kind of like the opening. It's just, you know, Jedi are meant to kill, and Anakin kills him, and they act like it's a good thing, but Obi-Wan's acting like it's a bad thing, and you're just, it's weird. It's a fine film. There are things I like about it, things that I don't like. But let's get into my 8th place film. Some of the fan base will disagree with this, but I know a lot of people that will agree with it. This is definitely the most divisive Star Wars film. And that's The Last Jedi. Again, 5 out of 10. It's fine. There are things that I love about it. There are things that I just think are bad, that I shouldn't, that shouldn't have. Yeah. It's a weird film for me, because I'm sort of in the middle of it. I think it's fine. I don't think it's abysmal, but I don't think it's good. I could see why it split the fanbase so much. I just wish that it hadn't, because in my opinion, it's just fine. I love how Kylo Ren is treated in this film. I think the way that they develop him and pave his path for the last film really just pushes him up as a character, making him one of the best characters in the Skywalker saga, and probably the best character in the sequel trilogy. I like the final, half an hour, the battle on the salt planet, I can't remember its name. You know, the fight with Luke, how visually that's really cool, because, spoiler alert, I should have put a spoiler alert at the start of this podcast. You know, you have Luke, who isn't actually there fighting Kylo Ren, and if you look closely, you can see that, because he isn't moving any of the salt on the ground beneath him. He is just this force projection. I like that, and I did just like the ending. I thought the last half an hour of it was really good. I liked the opening too. I thought the action sequence was pretty great, but after that opening action sequence, the film sort of lost me. I didn't agree with a lot of the creative decisions. And it kind of annoys me when people say, oh, it subverted my expectations, that's why I don't like it. But it did subvert nearly everyone's expectations. It's just, I feel like subverting expectations isn't a reason for you to hate the film. I mean, don't get me wrong, Sean Chandler, a YouTube critic, I think he's verified now on Rotten Tomatoes too, so he is a critic in general. He said that, and I get where he's coming from, and I get where other people are coming from when they say it. It's just, personally, I don't think that's the reason that I don't like the film that much. It did subvert my expectations, that is part of the reason that I don't like it that much, but it isn't the reason that I don't like it. But next is, in 7th place, is Rogue One, which is 6 out of 10. I like the darker tone. I love the third act. It's such a phenomenal third act. It's one of the main reasons that I like the film, because even though you have this fantastic third act that is pretty universally known by the fanbase to be probably the best third act of a Star Wars film, or at least up there, I like the ending. I like that it's not the over-the-top romantic scene where it's like, oh, kiss me before we die, because, I mean, I don't know, it's so cliche. I like that our protagonists just want to be with each other. At the end, the Cosmonaut Variety Hour, I think that's the name of the channel, also said that, and as you can see from my view, I fully agree with him. But, I do like the film. It is a bit sloppy and it is a bit boring for the first two acts, but it's enough to keep me want to keep watching. Right, now we're going to get to what I think, personally, are the good Star Wars films. This is going to be kind of controversial, but 5 and 6 in this list are kind of tied. I'm going to put that out there. I think I already said it, actually, so I'm just repeating myself, but get over it. Solo and The Rise of Skywalker are tied for me. They're both 7 out of 10 films. Solo is fun, it's funny. The acts in it are actually pretty great. Donald Glover, however you pronounce it, is brilliant as a younger Lando Calrissian. And the same goes for... I'm not going to pronounce this right. Emmerich. He's really good as the younger Han Solo. Like I said, the performances are great. I don't think that the ways that, you know, these things are given to him, like the way that he gets his gun and the way that he gets his name, Han Solo, I don't think they're as cringy as people say. I don't mind those introductions. I feel like the film has some great sequences, you know. About 25 minutes into the film, we sort of get our first big action sequence, and that's a train heist. That's pretty fun. And the Kessel Run sequence later on in the film, that's brilliant. That is a really great sequence. We didn't need to see it. And to be honest, we probably didn't need this film. But I am glad that we got it, because it has some great scenes, great acting. It's funny, it's fun. You know, I'm glad we got it, even though we didn't need it. But there are some problems with the film. It is kind of boring to start off with. The first, half an hour isn't that entertaining. It is kind of boring. And, it's just a little bit boring. A bit like this podcast, actually. It's a little bit boring. And some of the emotional beats earlier on in the film, like on that train heist, I'm not going to spoil anything, but we haven't learned enough about these characters and we haven't spent enough time with them for those beats to really hit us. I mean, there just isn't enough for us to actually care about in the film. But aside from that, I think it's a good film. And the same goes for Rise of Skywalker, which is next. Also 7 out of 10, like I said. I couldn't really figure out if I liked this more or less than Solo, because I think people are overreacting. This film is not amazing, and this film is not bad. It's a good film, and it's a good conclusion to the sequel trilogy and Skywalker saga. It's just a bit harsh in how it does it, and it plays it a little bit too safe. And because of that, I know so many other critics have said this, but because of that, I'm not saying I'm a critic, by the way, because I'm really not. I'm a, 14-year-old who likes films too much. But, loads of other people are saying it. Because it plays it so safe and it wants to please everyone, it doesn't really please everyone. You know, it creates plot holes, and some of the emotional beats, again, are sort of skipped over. We aren't given enough time to process them properly. Like, there's this revelation from Finn that's just skipped over and ignored for the most part of the rest of the film. That is important. And it's really, really important. And I just ignore it. Like, it was just this big reveal that they wanted to do for fan service. And speaking of fan service, I think the fan service is handled pretty well throughout the film. There's a lot of it. And I liked it all. There is a pretty decent story. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's great. I think that the acting is still on par. I think that it's actually really funny. And I think it's just fun. I wasn't bored at all throughout it. And then in fourth place is Return of the Jedi. Again, this is kind of... I can't choose between 6, 5 and 4. Because Return of the Jedi is kind of a disappointment. It's the third film in such an amazing original trilogy. You know, A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back, which we'll get to in a minute, are two really, really, really good films. And then you have this film. It isn't bad. It's good, but it's only good. The Han Solo rescue at the start of the film, I like. And I like the third act. I like how it actually ends that trilogy as a whole. And how it originally just ended the Star Wars saga. I think it is a good ending. But the rest of the film, I'm not a big fan of. Which is why it sort of keeps it at that 7 out of 10. Because if I'm only enjoying an hour or so of an over 2 hour long film, am I really enjoying the film as a whole? And the quality and greatness of those two parts of the film is mainly what's keeping it at 7 out of 10. But aside from that, it's boring. I just find it boring. And if I'm finding the film boring, I'm not liking the film. In third place, though, is pretty controversial, I think, with some people. It's The Force Awakens, which I personally think is a 9 out of 10 film. I think it brought a breath of fresh air into the franchise after having those pretty bad prequel films. And it was really refreshing. It was a really fun Star Wars film. It reminds us that Star Wars is a fun time. You're meant to have fun watching these films because they are intended to be that way. It's funny for the most part. I feel like towards the end of the film, there didn't need to be as many jokes. But, you know, they weren't necessarily bad jokes. You know, I still laughed at them. It's just they didn't really need to be there. And I know a lot of people criticise the film for basically being a retelling of A New Hope. But I feel like that's the best thing they could have done for this. I feel like if they went for this really wild new story, fans would have been like, what are you doing? Which a lot of fans were like with The Last Jedi. And like I said, I don't mind some of the creative choices in that film. There are some I don't like, but I feel like this is the safest and the best way that they could have rehashed the franchise, rebooted it. And I love the characters. Kylo Ren is introduced, which is, like I said, probably the best character of the sequel trilogy. The returning characters are great. I like Rey, and Finn is such a compelling character, a stormtrooper realizing he's doing the wrong thing. And then there's Poe Dameron, this really charismatic, funny fighter pilot. And then we have A New Hope, which is not a 10 out of 10 like some people consider, in my opinion, because it's kind of boring. It's a really great film, like I said, it's a 9 out of 10, but it's so slow at the start. It's a very slow film, and it's not necessarily bad. It's just you want to sit down, you want to watch this really fun, ambitious sci-fi film. And then you just have a really slow first hour. First 45 minutes to an hour. And it's not a problem. It's just Star Wars shouldn't be boring for what it is. Like Empire Strikes Back and most of Return of the Jedi. And Force Awakens. And, Rise of Skywalker. And even The Last Jedi. Those films aren't boring. You know, a big problem with the prequels are that they are kind of boring. They are boring, and it's almost kind of boring, which is why it doesn't knock it down a ton. But the introduction of the characters, the action, the story being told, it's amazing. It's such an amazing story, and that's why it's bumped right back up to that 9 out of 10, because it's only a minor problem, the slow pace, because I don't mind slow films. It's just that I know a lot of people don't. And in first place, my personal favourite Star Wars film, and one of my favourite films in general, The Empire Strikes Back. This film takes everything great about A New Hope and makes it even better. It doesn't need to waste time setting up the world, setting up the galaxy far, far away. It doesn't need to waste time doing that, so we're thrown right into the action. Like, literally, right into it. The film starts with this massive action sequence. First half an hour, 40 minutes on Hoth. And then, even after that, the rest of that first act just continues straight on with the action. You get time to breathe and the emotions sit with you. And they land really well. But there's always something going on. So, you're never bored while watching this film. Even my sister, who doesn't like Star Wars, likes this film. So, you know, you have Yoda, another great character. You have the big No, I am your father scene. You know, it's such an iconic film, and it's such a well-written and directed film by... Yeah, it's a great film. It's my favourite Star Wars film, and it's one of my favourite films in general. So that about does it, you know, for the second episode of the Film Frenzy podcast. I hope you did enjoy it. I know this one's a little longer than I normally intend my podcast to be. I try and keep them less than 20 minutes all around then. I think we've just gone over, so sorry about that. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back next Wednesday, and the rest of the podcast will be out on Wednesdays. I don't know what I'll be doing, to be honest. I'll try and plan something across the week. Maybe it'll be something to do with Harry Potter, because I'm currently rewatching through all those. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on Wednesday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.